your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Madman.
And I am Sir Thomas of the Celestial Illuminating Bodies to the Second Magnitude.
Together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Doing pretty good.
Keeping it real?
I'm keeping it for real.
You just showed me your phone.
My phone is splintered.
Yes. Is your heart broken as
a
well
little.
With your phone?
It's a little. My frustrations were peaked every time I look at it.
So it's completely, like, shattered.
It still works. I can touch anywhere on the screen. It's just...
How did this happen? Is there a good story behind it?
Not really. It happened at work, and I'm not even sure how it happened. All I know is I reached in my apron to grab my phone, and it's shattered. I was like, what the frick?
So maybe, like, you banged it against something?
It had to have, I just don't know when. Because if I keep my phone in my pocket, there's been a few times it's called 911. So I can't keep it in my pocket at work. I'm a danger to myself. Last thing I need is a popo showing up at work.
You get on the ground! You just had a Hulk smash moment, and you picked it up. You were so strong from the Hulk rage.
Need to text
right?
Matman.
Puny phone make Tom angry.
Puny phone make.
Hitting T mean to hit I.
Mean to hit other letter. Autocorrect make Hulk angry.
Puny cell phone make Hulk smash.
And then you just, whoa.
Blech.
And you just, the dog just jumped in my lap.
It's a mountain goat.
And then you just rage out and smash the phone. Do you turn like normal green color?
I'm like a lime green.
Like a lime green.
It's mild.
Larry is here with us also, I think more listening than anything.
I don't know. You guys are just talking about phones and shattering, so it's just
shattered. My soul is shattered.
I haven't shattered my phone. I've shattered my iPod when I was younger.
iPod.
Oh man.
We were going to pick up my dad from like the airport or something. And I had my pillow on the counter, and I had my iPod there, too. And I picked up my pillow, and it slid, and my iPod fell on the floor.
And then I saw, and it beat you, right?
No.
I got really angry.
Beat you mercilessly.
Like, God, smash!
We never got it fixed.
Yeah.
It's still smash. Like,
you're grounded for 6 weeks!
Then I got an iPhone, and I got happy.
Yes,
but
you had
better
an iPhone.
But you taken much better care.
Yes, she hasn't smashed this one.
Mm-mm. Nope, I haven't. I've dropped it a lot of times, but I haven't I drop it every single day.
I've broken mine twice.
This is the second time I've shattered mine.
Yeah. One was at the New Year's Eve party we were at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then just recently. I had an Otterbox case on it and everything.
Yeah.
And I just, it dropped.
It fell just perfectly to shatter. Yeah.
So,
it's not as much as...
This is our new podcast where we talk about phones breaking.
Phones and things we've broken. Like phones and hearts.
No, but...
That's why we're morbidly obese. Because we fill our broken hearts with
food. Pints and pints of food and beer.
We should try to do that with your phone. Just like drown it in beer and see if it helps.
Will this help?
Just pour beer all over it. Pouring beer helps with my broken heart, so will it help your broken phone?
My beer battered heart.
My heart is battered with beer, bacon, and butter. I'll have all of the ham.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What's up, buddy?
Food, glorious food.
Oh, fill my tummy.
Oh, I'll fill your tummy.
With that glorious food?
Yes, right? I'll shove the butter and bacon.
Butter and bacon down my throat. Down past my bladder.
Into my belly.
Into my big Buddha belly.
Bladder comes out of my butt.
Spewing from my belly button. Sorry, that's our morbidly obese voice. It's been entertaining us for the last hour.
It's different than our normal voice.
We assure you we're not.
Even though according to my doctor I'm morbidly obese, so I guess I make the beat sound all the time.
I beat all the time. Just barely passing under the bar.
We're going to the beach in the boot.
Driving the bar.
Have
the back of my truck bed.
Bacon on my sandwiches.
Okay. Have sandwiches on my bacon.
So, we've had lots of single interested women messaging me on Facebook wanting to know more about Tommy Two Stars.
That's a little interesting and scary at the same time.
Not really. I'm okay, lying. Good.
The pressure is off. Oh, baby. Cool. Part of me was like, the other part of me was like, oh boy.
Sorry.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Are you sure they're women, or they just say they're women so they can go in the women's room?
Yes, it was Jason from Shamrock Comics.
Well, you know what, JJ?
I want to know more about Tommy.
I want to know what Tommy is.
I thought it would be fun today to talk to you about food questions.
Okay.
Get to know your food soul a little bit more.
Get to know me, huh?
We have an intimate relationship.
We do have a bromance going.
But I do want to know more about food. And your passions for food and things that you don't like, in case maybe I want to make you like a romantic dinner.
Ooh.
With food.
By candlelight and a little bit of a glass of wine. And
yes.
Some,
and so I'll know
some
what
seal
kind
music
of...
playing in the background.
Seal?
It's totally romantic seal music.
I'll scar up my face and I'll start singing karaoke to it. Oh, that's awful. Sorry
what's seal.
What's a good seal song? Kissed by a Rose. Yeah. Is that Seal?
Kissed by the Rose on the...
Ooh. It's from Batman Forever, right? Yeah. That's the only good thing about that movie. No, I actually like Batman Forever.
Which one was Forever again?
That was the one with the Riddler and Two-Face.
That wasn't my least favorite, obviously, with Batman and Robin.
Oh, God, I think that movie's so
my
awful.
Favorite is always Returns. I've seen that one the most.
Returns is your favorite out of that original series?
Yeah. I actually saw that one before I saw the first one.
Wow. Well, were you born when the first one came out?
Barely.
1989?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is that the year you were born?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just say I didn't get to experience it yet.
No. It was, that one's my favorite is the first one.
It is
and then,
good, though.
And mine probably goes in order.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever, and then Batman and Robin, obviously. So, Tom.
Yes, buddy.
What food do you absolutely refuse to eat?
I hate broccoli.
I love broccoli.
There's only a few instances where I will eat it, more mainly because it's more of an inconvenience to throw it away.
Okay, so that's not something you refuse
to eat. So I gotta think of something that I have.
Because anything tastes good.
I like to try stuff, so usually
anything tastes good with butter,
enough cheese,
and
butter
salt
and
cheese,
bacon.
Right? And so you can eat broccoli because you put bacon, cheese, salt, butter on it. Then you're
butter,
good to
bacon,
go.
Broccoli. So let's see, something that I refuse to eat.
So broccoli, you would rather not eat.
I really don't like broccoli.
Okay, so I won't make you broccoli on our romantic dinner date.
I appreciate that.
Or you'll Hulk smash and break my phone.
What is this garbage? All right, you gotta get off my dog. Man, I usually like to. That shut it down. So, I usually at least like to try stuff before I can say I like or don't like it.
So there's nothing that you've had now that you're like, I'll never eat that ever.
Well, there's
again.
Things I haven't had, but I still like want to try, like, you know, like chitlins, stuff like that, chitlins, which I still feel kind of want to try. And part of me really wants to try like Rocky Mountain oysters.
I want to try Rocky Mountain oysters.
I
want to
try them.
They're really good. So there's nothing that you've tried that you're like, I'll never put that in my mouth again?
Nothing I can think of. There's gotta be something, but I can't think
of. I'm like that too. I like everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing that, like,
you're an omnivore.
There's two things that, like, I would rather not eat.
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts is one of them. And they're both kind of texture things.
Yeah.
Circus peanuts is like a texture thing. And then melon.
You don't like melon? Like cantaloupe, watermelon, onion?
I like watermelon. But cantaloupe, honeydew melon, all that stuff.
I grew up on cantaloupe.
I'm not a big fan of that stuff. But yeah, other than that, I mean, pretty much anything I'll put in my mouth.
Mm-hmm, wink, wink.
What's the most disgusting thing you've ever eaten? Is it something that, like, maybe you'll eat it again, but you put it in your mouth and you just, like, had to, like, spit it out right away?
You don't like the Sophie.
I don't know. Like, there's a few times I ate food that's gone bad, and I'm like, oh boy, bleh.
Okay.
But not like anything that's like, ooh, this is fresh, and I want to try it, and I'm like, blah. At least none that's coming to mind.
So what was something bad that you ate that was just, like, very, like, repulsive?
A couple week old Chinese food.
Oh, yeah. So it was like in the fridge.
I was like, let's see if this is still good. Cooked it up, took a bite. Nope, not good.
Well, maybe it was like 2 weeks old.
A few weeks old, yeah.
Few?
Maybe I don't know.
So few was like two. Three.
It was probably at least 2 weeks old. I don't know.
Do you remember what kind of Chinese dish it was?
It was just fried rice.
Okay, all right. So you put it in the pan?
I just like put some water on it, put it in the microwave, did the cheap way.
Okay.
And it was just a little.
And what did it taste like?
It was slimy.
Okay.
And it's just like extremely like sour.
All right. So it was like wet Sour Patch Kids.
It was gross. Okay, don't get me wrong. I like Sour Patch Kids, but that was.
Would you like them wet though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's almost like having someone like regurgitate wet Sour Patch Kids in my mouth. That just doesn't
sound good gross. At all. Nasty. Okay, so. Expired 3 week old fried rice. Alright.
So if you can avoid making that for me, I would appreciate it.
For me, this is going to sound bad, and I'm sorry to the Ohio people from Ohio.
Ohiolanders.
Skyline chili dogs. My uncle took me to a Skyline chili in Fort Myers, and because we're from Detroit and we're big on the chili dogs, and he's like, I got to take you to this place. And I'm telling you, it is the worst thing I've ever eaten.
He takes you there under
and,
the...
Yeah,
with that pretense it's already bad?
It's bad, but I want to see what you think. And so we go, and their thing are like mini hot dogs.
Okay.
So they have like little mini chili dogs, and they put their chili on it, and then the cheese.
Like crystal dogs.
The lady just thought we were insane. Because we come in, and we're laughing. And we sit down, and he's like, we just want to have one chili dog and some water. And she goes, well, you know, like, typically people order, like, four or five because they're small. He's like, we just want one. She goes, well, they don't really come in ones. We can do, like, two or three or whatever, but or twos and fours. So they could two, four, six or whatever. Uh-huh. And he says, no, we just want one. So she's like, well, I'll bring you in for two, and we'll just bring two out. And he's like, that's fine. So I literally, like, take a bite, and I almost threw up all over the table.
Oh, wow.
It was, like, super sour.
Ugh.
It tasted like it was bad, and it was just, like, sour and gross. So that's probably one of the worst things I've ever eaten. And then a couple years later, my buddy, a guy at work who was, like, all Skyline Chili, and he bought frozen Skyline Chili and wanted me to try it, and it just was the same thing.
This
weird sour taste to it.
I wonder what they put in it, then.
Yeah.
It's weird. Gross.
3 week old fried rice.
3 week old fried rice. That's what they make a broth out of it, and then they soak the hot dogs in it. We don't want this no more. Go sell it to Skyline.
Skyline Chili de Bye. what's the longest you've ever gone without food or drink? Have you ever had a remote, like a survivor situation?
No, probably like maybe a day. A day and a half.
Okay. So, like, just because, was there like a specific reason? Like, you got in a car wreck?
No.
You were stranded?
Usually, if anything, like, I won't eat when I'm sick.
Okay.
So I'll usually just stick to liquids, like if I have the flu or something, because it just makes it worse. So usually that's why.
All right.
Or is a good video game came out and I just don't have time to eat. It's just time. It's game, bro.
So then next time that happens, come me over and I'll come and I'll feed you.
You'll hand feed me seductively?
Yes, I will feed you.
Grapes
and I guess it could be seductive if you would like. I could have my shirt off.
Well, if you're
off.
Not gonna, then there's no point.
Larry's over here like, are you guys kidding me right now? These questions are all random because they just came to me. Do you watch cooking or food shows much?
Not like as much as I used to.
Okay.
I used to watch like the Cake Boss. That was a good show. I liked them the awesome cool
yes,
cakes.
Cake Boss is good. That's the one from Hoboken, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
And then I'm not a big fan of like the chef challenge type shows like Top Chef and stuff.
Okay.
The celebrity Top Chefs are cool. I can get into that one. But mainly I'm not a big fan of the contestants where they're like competing. Like the one you like to watch, I forget what it's called.
Oh, Chopped?
Cutthroat Kitchen and
Cutthroat Kitchen and
stuff
Chopped
like that.
And all that kind of
nah.
stuff. Cutthroat Kitchen is good.
Yeah.
I'm a big Elton Brown fan.
Yeah.
I like his. Have you seen his normal cooking show where it's Good Eats?
Mm-hmm.
I think you would like Good Eats. It's on Netflix. and it was his first cooking show.
Yeah.
And it's basically science in cooking.
Okay. So why things
work. It's like Pee Wee. It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse, and Bill Nye the Science Guy in a cooking show. Smashed all together.
Hey, Bill Nye!
We're gonna go out and make some stromboli. You wanna come with?
Mecca-lecca high, Mecca-hiney.
It's pretty good, though. Do you ever watch Anthony Bourdain?
A few times.
I like Anthony Bourdain a lot.
He always eats the weird... When he eats the, like, weird things, then I'm like, nah, thanks. Yeah. Like scorpion and stuff. I wouldn't mind trying a scorpion, though.
I would try a scorpion, for sure. Or Andrew Zimmerman, when he eats weird stuff, too. Yeah. In, like, he had one where they ate, like, tarantula on a stick.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that much I wouldn't try.
Yeah, I'm a trier.
I'm a trier, too.
I just gotta get my mind over it.
So
Man vs. Food was a show I used to like.
Yes, Man vs. Food is very good. Have you been to the Man vs. Food places in Florida?
Mm-mm. Well, besides Munchies.
Yeah, we went to Munchies together, right? No. Mm-hmm. That was with Leviticus and Weezer. Sorry. We can go to... I love Munchies. Larry hasn't been to Munchies yet.
What?
Get a fat Sandy? Oh.
You haven't been to Yoder's yet.
No, not Yoder's yet.
And there's another place in Tampa, Taco Bus. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Taco Bus. He went to Taco Bus, and then he went to another place. I can't remember the name of it, but they had alligator ribs.
Ooh.
And they look pretty good, too.
I like alligator bites. Those are good. So ribs might be interesting.
I went to a couple other places out of town, out of state that he went to, too. But... So your favorite cooking show is like Cake Boss?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a cool show where they like make the awesome decorative cakes.
Oh,
I used to
like that show a lot.
Yeah. I actually met him before.
It's like weird though watching that show because I don't know how they did it, but they picked the like most awkward people you could ever imagine and put them on one show. Because they were just like the most. They just like seem like they have no personality.
Those are the ones I like. I like those reality shows where it's a group of people in a workplace and they're all super awkward and you can see their dynamics and stuff. Come Bookman's a little bit different because they're all entertaining.
Yeah, they are funny.
But like the Cake Boss witty. And then Duff. What is Duff's Cakes? Ace of Cakes.
Ace of Cakes, yeah.
Yeah, that shows us the same kind of thing. They're all kind of awkward and weird, too.
They have another one.
The cake challenge or something like that where they have to make the cool cakes? That's a cool show.
Yeah, they have to make
the
cool cakes
themes.
During night.
Yeah,
nighttime, they start...
Yeah,
dawn,
that's right. Something like that.
I forgot the name.
But the best part that's like if they can't have to carry it to the table, that's always the suspenseful part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we watched it in Michigan. With Aunt Allie. Were you there?
No.
Oh, yeah, Michigan.
Duff has a cake show that is competitive cakes that Victoria's talking about. And they go overnight and they have to bake cakes.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
And Kevin Smith was on an episode.
Oh, that's cool. They did a comic book.
And they did like sci-fi.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty entertaining.
It was comic book themed, so people had to make up their own.
Not the Kevin Smith one. The Kevin Smith one was sci-fi.
I don't care. I want to see it.
What am I thinking of? There was some.
There was a comic book one, but it wasn't him, though.
Who was it?
I don't remember. He did the sci-fi one because you watched the comic book one, and I was surprised that the next one that it was sci-fi and he was on. I was like, why wasn't he in the comic book one?
Oh, yeah. There was nobody in the comic book one.
Weird. Do they do their research?
Right. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Do you know how to cook?
I have cooked. I lived by myself for a little bit.
So, like, your cooking skills... Do they go farther than, like, a microwave and a stovetop?
I've baked for myself. Most of the time it's stovetop, you know, pasta dishes, stuff like
what
that.
What kind of things have you baked?
Mostly chicken.
Chicken
baked
stuff?
Chicken, tried a few things.
So if you and I were going to have a romantic dinner, and what would be, like, your signature, like, go-to dish that you would make for me? Because it's, like, the best thing you make. Ramen.
Ramen. baked chicken over ramen.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds good.
I used to do that.
Sounds romantic.
The only problem is ramen is like so much sodium in it.
Yeah. So what do you bake the chicken with? Do you put spices in it?
What I would do is I would drizzle the packets from the ramen on the chicken.
Oh, you were serious?
I kind of dredge the chicken with the packets.
Oh, man. That sounds
so
super...
like chicken-flavored chicken.
That sounds amazing, but it's very unhealthy.
Very unhealthy, yeah.
Was it the chicken a very chicken-y taste?
A little bit.
Okay. But the chicken-flavored chicken, the chicken flavoring does not taste like chicken.
No, it doesn't. I don't know what they're thinking. The beef, I don't know. It's weird.
The beef one is maybe a little bit
another thing
better.
I'd like to do is I wouldn't always use the packets, so sometimes I'd save it up. And when I'd make regular spaghetti, I would put the chicken in the broth and make, and so the spaghetti would soak up the chicken flavor, and so like regular pasta would taste kind of chickeny.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. So you would make the ramen broth, but then you would put spaghetti in it?
Sometimes.
That's interesting. I would love for you to cook for me now.
I would try it.
Okay.
And then when we do man meat nights, I always made my food.
You did. Those deviled eggs you made.
I gotta make those.
Those were pretty good. You put bacon in them.
Mm-hmm.
And you put some kind of barbecue seasoning in them.
It was like a
barbecue right?
mustard.
Those might have been the best deviled eggs I've ever had.
Yeah, they were really good. This next time, if I make them again, I'll probably.
I was really good. And then you did that meat roll, too.
Yep, again, if I do that again, I know I'm going to change it up a little bit. Yes. Put the bacon on the outside.
So, Tommy Two Stars can cook, ladies. He's single and he's a cooking machine.
Mm.
If you like ramen.
If you like to eat.
You can try his chicken flavored chicken baked chicken.
Chicken. It's like chicken inception. It's a chicken. Chicken with a chicken.
What's the last thing you had for breakfast?
Today?
No,
or just like as a breakfast
like
meal.
An intentional breakfast meal.
Probably.
Like
when we went to MegaCon, I don't normally eat breakfast.
Okay, so the Continental Breakfast.
The Continental
at the hotel?
Breakfast at the hotel, yeah.
What did you eat at the Continental Breakfast
a lot.
At the hotel?
I just stuffed my plate
I'm
with stuff.
To remember.
So the second day, we had
sausage, right?
Sausage patties and scrambled eggs. The first day, it wasn't sausage patties. In other words, there was eggs.
It was scrambled eggs. Oh, the first day was biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And eggs. Yeah. Okay,
all
right.
Dude, I'm all about that.
Did you make
breakfast.
Yourself a waffle?
No. I kind of regret that now.
I didn't.
I would
either.
Have loved to make a waffle breakfast sandwich. In hindsight,
ooh, we made sandwiches though. The second day we made breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
Larry and I today went to Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
We got a chocolate chip waffle for dessert. It was good.
I do. Love
it was interesting because they put the chocolate chips on top.
Yeah, that's and then they let them melt
rather than inside.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ones inside.
I like the pecan waffles. From
their peanut butter ones, and then they put the chocolate chips on top. Are pretty good. They like
oh,
peanut butter.
Oh man, that sounds good. Really good. How about for lunch? What's the last intentional like thing you had for lunch?
Like a lunchy lunch. Well, just like I don't know. Like I guess I had a chicken wings about an hour ago. That's more of a lunchy food.
That's not like lunch.
Okay.
Like you had a specific like around noon. You're like, hey friend, let's go have lunch. Or I'm at work. I'm gonna eat my lunch.
I don't know, I just bring a protein bar to work. A lunch and lunch.
So your normal lunch is a protein bar?
Uh-huh.
Bar-shaped foods with protein in them?
Yep.
Okay.
Chocolate.
What's your go-to protein bar?
There's a, by MetRx, they have really good, like, bars. Like, there's one that's like an apple crisp.
Okay.
And another one that's like called the Super Cookie Crunch.
All right. I like the ones that taste like brownies.
Yeah, those ones are pretty
good. Those are really good, too.
But the thing is, like, they don't taste like, you know, like, sometimes protein bars have that kind of, like, odd kind of dry, cardboardy texture to it.
Nah. That's a good description. You don't even need the cardboardy texture.
This is actually, they're really good.
Okay. All right. So, your go-to breakfast is not eating breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then you usually have a protein bar.
Yep.
So then you go all at it for dinner, right?
Yeah, I pretty much do.
All right. So what's the last, like, dinner you had?
Last dinner.
We're
dinner.
Like, hey,
let's
friend,
see.
Let's eat and have dinner.
We had
dinner.
I don't know. I'm really spontaneous. We had not Chinese food. We had Indian food not that long ago.
What?
Me and my mom went after church.
Where'd you go?
There's a place called the, what was it, Curry and Kebab. That's off 17.
Mm.
They have a lunch buffet, and it's really good.
Eh? We're talking about dinner.
Oh.
It's in lunch.
Okay.
So you wouldn't got lunch with your mom.
That's true.
So
okay.
The last lunch you had was Indian food at the Korean kebab place.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that sounds more accurate. So dinner, I guess. I bought sushi for myself on Monday.
All right, so you had sushi for dinner. It's the last thing you had intentionally for dinner was
yeah.
Sushi. Okay, sweet.
It was a celebratory dinner.
Oh, yeah?
Because I bought a new car.
Oh, yes, your new car. Your Batmobile.
It does look like the Batmobile.
It does. It's amazing. Would you rather eat alone with strangers or with friends and family? Like
alone with strangers? So, like, in a so by yourself with strangers
No,
around?
Like alone by yourself.
With strangers. Okay.
Or with strangers. Like when you sit at a communal table somewhere, mm-hmm. like at a lunch table, or you go to the beer garden and
yeah.
Disney and you sit with strangers. So would you rather eat with strangers, by yourself, or friends and family?
Well, I would have to say it's half and half. Half by myself, half with family and friends.
Okay.
Because with strangers, it's just might as well eat by myself.
Right. What do you like about eating by yourself?
I won't feel as bad when I scarf the whole thing down yeah. for like 5 minutes.
I just like eating like a pig when I'm by myself. And I don't have to worry about getting messy getting stuff
crumbs
everywhere.
Or
like
beard. If I'm
eating saucy like wings
yeah.
or barbecue, I can like lick my fingers and go to town.
Mm.
Or if I got like a big like lamb shank bone or like a T-bone bone, I can just pick it up and like and
chew it, break it in half, suck the marrow out.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, we could have a romantic dinner where we
could just grease each other up and just eat, eat. We have a feast for the gods.
Get everything: bones, T-bone steaks, lamb shanks, ribs,
pork shanks,
and we just break the bones and suck on the bones,
suck on the marrow, like Lady and the Tramp. Suck on the bones.
I got one end of the lamb shank in my mouth. You got the other end of the lamb shank in
your
mouth.
We're just sucking the marrow. Out. Sounds romantic to me.
That's so romantic. Alright, moving on. Have you ever eaten anything like weird, like dog or cat or horse or zebra?
I don't
anything that wouldn't
think
be the
I know I've
American
eaten ostrich.
Meat. Oh, okay.
And buffalo.
Alright, I've eaten buffalo. Where did you eat ostrich?
It was a Thai restaurant they have in off 17 in Punta Gorda.
Okay.
They had it was called Ostrich in the Nest, so it was like a kind of Thai, pad Thai kind of food.
Alright. And so it was just kind of like they chopped, cut it up just like
mm-hmm.
they would chicken?
Yep.
Did it taste like chicken?
It was a little more chewier, but it was pretty good.
Alright. So we live in Florida, so you've probably had gator before.
Oh yeah,
too,
definitely
right?
had gator. Gator's good.
So for people in Florida, that wouldn't be a big deal. But if
no.
we get people, we have people that listen in almost all 50 states now, believe it or not. And so gator would probably be a little bit different for
yeah.
them.
Gators, they eat babies. You don't eat gators.
Usually gators, they take the tail. That's yep. the main thing you eat.
Yeah.
They cut the tail and they chunk that up. And then the most common way is they deep fry it, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had it not deep fried?
I think I've had gator jerky before.
I've had gator jerky before, too. Gator deep fried is really good. It's the same kind of, like, chewy
mm-hmm.
kind of. But the ostrich, would you have ostrich again?
Yeah, I could have
okay.
ostrich again.
And how did you eat buffalo?
I think it was like a burger, so it was like a buffalo all right. burger. So. All
right. I've had a buffalo steak,
mm-hmm.
bison steak. That was pretty good. Nothing else weird that you could think of?
I've had shark
meat?
Before.
Oh, okay. All right.
It
was it like a
it was
steak?
Interesting. No,
it
we
taste
like
chicken.
It didn't taste like chicken. That's tuna fish's chicken at the sea.
I've had shark before too, and when I ate it, it was a mix between like
SeaWorld.
It was a mix between chicken and
they
salmon.
Have sharks at SeaWorld.
Where do you get shark?
A friend of mine went fishing and caught black tip shark,
mm-hmm.
and then they cut it into steaks. And in my place of work, we cut it up and grilled it on the grill.
My mom knew someone and they gave it to her. I think they, same type of thing, like a friend of theirs gave it to her and we just had like this thing of shark.
Okay. Did you like it?
It was pretty good. I think they steamed it or something like that, so we just peeled it and ate it. It was really greasy, though. That's the one thing I remember.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if I have it again, I might want to try it. Like,
have you ever had venison?
Yes.
Venison is delicious.
Is really good. I love it. Like, one time I went to a friend's house, and they go hunting, and they shoot deer, and they bring it back. So, after they did that, they brought a bunch of it back, and so they had to get rid of it, so they made homemade venison pizzas.
Oh!
So, they put the dough down, and then they laid the venison and the sauce, and they laid slices of cheese on top, let it all melt together. Oh, so good.
That sounds really good.
That's so good.
Growing up, my family hunted a lot, and so they would always make venison sausage and stuff. And that was really
deer
good.
Jerky. You ever had deer jerky?
Deer jerky is good. Probably the best experience I've had with venison is a guy was on her and he made venison steaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at Burger King.
Yeah.
And so we cleaned the broiler real good. And from the day after we closed, and we put those venison steaks through the broiler. and they turned out to be a nice, like, medium rare.
Uh-huh.
And they were so good.
Ooh, that does sound
season
really
them up
sick.
And you get that nice little, I love the BK broiler, man. Yeah. You put all sorts of food through that broiler thing, man, and it turns out delicious. Because it's just basically a chain with
right.
open flames.
That's true.
Yeah. Super cool. So that's probably the best venison experience I've had. So nothing too crazy, no cat or dog.
No,
like
not
that
I know of. I mean, I've eaten Chinese food before, so who knows what
gerbil,
I ate.
Gerbil, hamsters.
Gerbil.
Guinea pigs.
My gerbil did run away. It could have just ran right into my mouth while I was just like,
first thing you usually feel like eating when you wake up. So time of two stars.
So if I wake up
like bright and early,
and I don't have to go to work, because usually those are the main reasons I don't eat breakfast or go.
Okay.
So if I like, I feel in the mood for something.
Your alarm goes off, and you open your mouth, and you're like, I need something in it.
Put
it
in my mouth.
Butter or bacon.
Butter, bacon, something.
Brisket and bacon.
Brisket, bacon, brisket.
Butter, brisket.
So if it's something I'm at home, I would like something like an egg dish. So like
okay.
So like a maybe a.
So your go-to thing is putting eggs in your
eggs.
Mouth. All right.
Or cereal. Like it's hard to say like something I want because it all depends on what's in the house.
Okay.
I'm not picky, so it's, if
okay.
I can make something, I'll make something. But there's like cereal.
So
I'll
there's not
like
a go-to thing you're usually waking up and just putting
no.
in your mouth. For me, it's water.
Water.
I usually.
Oh,
wake
I tell
up
you what, when you. In the middle of the night, and you like you feel that dry thirst, and you go to drink a water in the middle of the night. It's like water from the heavens.
It's
I don't
like
know what
heaven.
It is.
It's like just, God's like, have this water, and he's pouring.
Here,
it
my
straight.
Child, just pour straight from his hands.
It's like what's that thing that people can do in India, and they gush the water out of their mouths. You see that?
Nope.
It's called like gushing. If people can drink
oh,
a bunch of water,
yeah, and they can spray
that geysering.
Colors and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like God's doing
about.
That. God's like, I'm going to geyser this water into you. And so God's geysering the water into your mouth. Is that what it's like?
It's just amazing.
It is amazing. It
makes you feel all right inside.
It does.
Even if it's geysering from his mouth. The mouth of the Lord.
Is there anybody, like... What if I, like, geysered? Would you drink it from, like, if I was, like,
if I didn't see
what
it was
geysering.
Coming from right away? Ooh, liquid. What? Oh, my gosh.
What if you knew? What if you're
if
super
I knew?
Thirsty and I was, like, I just drank a gallon of water, but I have none left, but I can geyser some. And I was, like, bleh.
I'd have
and
to be super thirsty, bro. I don't know if I could do that if I was, like, give me a little bit. I'm parched.
Is there any human that you would do that from willingly? Like, because obviously me, you're like, ew, gross.
No, it's not that.
What if,
like, just like that's.
What if it was like Emma Stone?
Maybe. mean, it's just like, oh, it's Emma Stone. I'll drink, sure.
Scarlett Johansson.
It's a weird. I don't know.
Scarlett's like, Tom, I just drank that whole last gallon, but I know how to geyser, so I can just.
If people who know me know that I'm not that shy of, like, eating, like, other people's leftovers at restaurants.
No.
But the thing that I usually won't eat is like if it's like a wet food or soup. It's like I can't finish my soup. If it's like, no thanks. So the only thing I can picture is just like this geyser is just tainted with whatever they've eaten. I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry.
So what if it looks super clear though? Like, what if it wasn't right out of her mouth? What if Scarlett's like, I'll just geyser it
into a glass of water
and then you
and
drink
then
it out of the glass.
I don't think I could do it because I just, it's a mind over matter thing. I know where it came from.
So you would have to be like,
I'd have
dying
to not, I'd have to be dying. And be like,
you'd have to be like out in a survival situation.
Yeah.
And not have drinking for 4 or 5
Make
days.
It an afraid scenario where it's like, I've drank too much of the spring. I shall share it with you. Thank you.
So what about, like, Bear Grylls style? Would you, like, would you drink water out of
elephant
dung?
No. Again, I'd have to be dying. Like,
okay.
Borderline, right. Like, I haven't drank in a week.
Another scenario,
because when you watch him do that in that video, he's like...
Yeah. So, you and I...
Why a normal man would just do
we're
that?
Stranded, we're stranded in the desert, right? We haven't drank in a couple days. We get some water first time. We drink it, right?
Yeah.
A couple hours go by. We still can't find any more water. So we're like, hey, we need to save this. So we pee it into a can and into our bottles, right? So we pee the water into the bottles. And then a couple more days go by and we still don't have any more water. Would you drink my pee?
Drink your pee.
Man. It's tough. Would you drink your own pee, right?
Maybe.
So what if like you were going to drink your pee and then the bottle just got switched? It's a spilt. No, your bottle spilled. Oh, I'm all out of my pee. And I'm like, you know what, Tom?
I'll share my pee with you. The half of it's like it's all hot because we're in the desert, and the other half of it's because it's pee. It's gonna be like the roughest drink I've ever. I'd do it to survive.
Okay, all right.
But like you know, like ooh, I'm thirsty. What you got? This is warm. Give me a swig of that.
Okay, so it's same scenario of the guys.
It'd have to be dying.
You would have to be dying to drink my guys. Just, okay, all right.
You guys,
good
your,
to know.
Your man fountain
forever. So Reverend from your man situation, you know.
Straight from the tap, bro.
Oh my gosh. Like man-made coffee. Do you like to chew gum?
I do. I was used to chew gum all the time. Like back in high school, I'd always have like a couple things of gum on the way home or on the way to school and on the way home.
Okay, what's your go-to gum?
They have Orbit bubble gum.
Okay, so the like, minty kind, right?
No, it actually tastes like bubble gum.
Okay, alright.
So that stuff was pretty good.
Do you like the flavored gums?
I did. Like the Double Bubble.
Yeah.
Bazooka Joe. But like the thing is, they'll just last for 5 minutes and you're just chewing rubber at that point.
Super quick.
Super quick. Unrealistically quick.
Alright.
Like cheap Halloween candy quick.
Health food or junk food? I think I know that answer, right?
Pretty much junk food.
Yeah.
Do you ever crave
health food? Like anything healthy? Like craving a good salad or...
Sometimes. I do love like a Greek salad.
Oh, yeah, Greek salads are
bomb, Greek salads. Or Caesar salad sometimes, just, like, is really good.
They're on fleek. Can I use that on that?
They are on fleek, I guess.
They're savage.
They're so savage.
Is that a good one, too?
They're on fleek.
So you like the tomatoes and the feta cheese?
I'm more of a go about that Greek olives. I love Greek olives.
Oh, yeah, with the pits still in them. I like the feta cheese.
Feta cheese. Oh, I love feta cheese.
The feta cheese and the Greek olives. The pepperoncinos, and they got those on there, too.
Those are great. So, yeah, I do like certain salads. I do like one, like, just like, ooh. Like, if I go to Jason's Deli, I'll go for the all-you-can-eat salad.
Oh, yeah, I'll go to all-you-can-eat salad, too.
Because I also have, like, potato salad and stuff like that, so I'll just load that plate up with all the types of salads I want. Yum, 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 yum.
We should try to deep-fry salad sometime.
Ooh, interesting challenge.
Make, like, a ball of salad.
Yeah.
With ranch.
Yeah.
Like take like tomatoes and lettuce and croutons, cover it in ranch, and then ball it up. And then dip it in like a milk batter base and flour, and then deep fry it. That would be really gross.
I'll try it. Like a healthy hush puppy.
Have you ever been on a diet before?
A few times, yeah.
Okay. Any special diets?
Like
the Atkins diet.
Like, I think we tried that. Like our whole family tried that once.
I've done the diet thing. It's awful.
It's horrible.
It's torture.
Most of the time, my problem is more like portion control. So,
okay,
when we do the certain diets, you have to like reduce what you eat and change what you eat. So,
mine is not being able to eat certain things.
Yeah.
I trained for the half marathon, and during that, I could only eat certain things, and
like
I
no bread and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't eat any sugar, and I didn't eat any fried foods. That was kind of my go-to thing. And because for me, in my place of work, it's easy just to take some fried food and put it in my mouth.
Butter.
And soda. So that was the main sugar thing I didn't eat to drink soda. And I dropped, like, I literally lost, like, 60 pounds
in
3 months.
Yeah. Wow.
Some
people just don't realize how unhealthy soda is.
It is very unhealthy. Did you know that soda has a chemical in it that keeps you from throwing up? Because your body can only consume so much sugar at once, and your body would have a natural reaction to throw up.
Right.
And so they have to put a certain chemical in
so
it to make
you trick your body to keep drinking the that's terrible.
So you don't throw up. Does it make you want to have a soda right now?
Not really.
So
if only beer had that chemical in it.
No. Oh, yeah, right. So if you had to choose between pizza, chicken wings,
okay,
tacos,
okay,
or hamburgers,
uh-huh,
if you had to choose one of those to never eat ever again, which one would it be?
So pizza,
tacos,
hamburgers, the other one.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Okay.
That's what it was.
Man, that's tough.
I know you like all those four things.
Oh, man. I probably have to go with tacos. Yeah. Like, I do love tacos, but I don't eat them as often as the other things. Like, I'm Italian. Obviously, I can't get rid of pizza.
Love that's just sausage. Not right.
I love that sausage pizza, bruh. And chicken wings are just like one of the best things you can eat.
Chicken wings are great.
I literally had chicken wings about 20 minutes ago. So
I eat chicken wings probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Really? You do work at a place called
Chicken
Wings. With a wing, chicken wings in the title.
So. So it would be tacos. Me too, bro. Me too. Boom. Mm. Give a, if Leviticus was here right now, he'd be like, "Raw, K, angry with us. KSA." What do you think Leviticus would choose?
I think he would probably choose either. I don't know if he'd choose hamburgers though.
I think he'd choose hamburgers.
You think hamburgers or chicken wings?
Hamburgers. Leviticus likes him some chicken wings.
Okay.
So I think he'd choose hamburgers.
Which is, like, tough, because I love... Like, sometimes I just, like, want to eat only hamburgers. Like, no french fries or anything. Just give me a bunch of burgers.
Oh, yeah, I love burgers, man. Are you allergic to any kind of food?
Nope.
Okay. So I don't have to worry about cooking you anything special for a romantic dinner. Okay.
But again, I've never eaten cat, so maybe I'm allergic to cat.
Maybe.
Who knows? Or dog.
We could try to eat my dog and see.
You ready for that?
It should probably be greasy and gross.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pizza topping?
Just a single topping?
Yeah. Like, one thing that you, like...
Besides bacon?
Always have to have on your pizza. To bacon.
Bacon, like, you can just make any pizza better with bacon.
Yes, yeah, so you can make anything better with bacon.
But I like hamburger. If I had to choose, hamburger.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, ground hamburger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mine would be sausage, like ground sausage, probably pepperoni. No, pepperoni.
Sometimes I just crave the taste of that pepperoni when it's all greasy and pizza.
I like the pepperoni cups.
I know we've had this discussion before. But pepperoni cups are amazing when they're just crispy around the edges,
and they got the little pool of
its own grease.
Grease in there almost cuss because it's so delicious.
They almost got unchained.
I think they call it like. Old Italia pepperoni, or every place probably calls it something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are so good, man.
Like when they had the pepperoni lovers pizza, where it's just like all a layer things. Of layers of pepperoni, it's just amazing.
What's your favorite food?
In general?
In general,
gosh, I have to think.
I know your go-to, like, Tommy Two Stars diet is like Snickers, a sushi.
Yep. Chicken and dumplings.
Chicken and dumplings, yeah.
And chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
And pizza. Almost everything.
Okay.
So, like, if I'm on a desert island and I can only eat this one food...
That was actually the last question.
Oh,
so.
Well,
if you're on a desert island or you can only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, man. Rest of my life. I'm gonna go for it. Chicken and dumplings, like just
really?
Every day,
okay,
in every way, just like big bowls.
I don't blame you there. Chicken and dumplings is pretty delicious. Yeah. Like, does your family have does your grandma or mom make chicken and dumplings?
No,
no. So do you have like a go to restaurant that you go to for chicken?
I
dumplings?
Love Cracker Barrel's chicken and dumplings. Yeah. They're very doughy, and
very
the chicken
good.
Is like oh,
very
so
good.
Good.
Have you ever eaten Spam?
Yes.
Okay, do you like Spam?
It's been too long since I've had it. When I was young, I kind of liked it. Then I got older, I was like, I don't know if I really like this. And then I haven't had it in a long time. So
it's all right.
I think I'd have to try it again.
It's prepared
very salty,
matters,
too,
too,
if I remember correctly.
Yes, it is very salty. How much pizza have you ever eaten in one sitting?
I know I've eaten at least a whole pizza before.
Like a large pizza?
Yeah.
So that's large, generally about 8 slices, right?
8 slices, about, 16 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've eaten a lot. I've eaten 2 larges in one day once. The girls were on vacation.
Vacation.
And they were out of town, and I was super depressed, and I was having a video game day.
Yeah.
And so I ordered Pizza Hut, and I just set it on the coffee table. By the end of the day, I was like, I just ate 2 large pizzas in the whole day in like a 2-liter of soda.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I don't know how I didn't die.
And
vegetable. If you could only pick one vegetable, to eat? Like, what's there? Is there a vegetable right now, like this year, that you just eat all the time? That's like your favorite vegetable right now?
Pickles.
Is that a vegetable? I guess pickles are a vegetable, yeah.
I love pickles.
So cucumbers?
Cucumbers.
But it's gotta be pickled.
Then the brine.
Okay.
It's gotta be pickled.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
Yes, buddy.
Geek News!
It's time for Geek News already?
Yeah,
snap.
Yeah, already. Ugh.
I'm sure we've been here for like an hour, so I guess.
That was a lot of food questions.
Yeah.
That was good though. It was fun.
We learned a lot about each other.
We're all ready for a romantic dinner.
Yep.
What kind of movie do we want to watch after
Star Wars?
Watch Star Wars. All right. It's a date.
Yeah.
So Pixar having a new movie come out 2017 called Mona.
Yep.
Have you heard about it?
I've seen. It was supposed to be like their first kind of Polynesian themed.
Yes.
Movie.
Did you see the trailer?
No.
Teaser trailer came out two days ago.
Cool.
Weird, because the main character who's narrating is voiced by The Rock.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird hearing The Rock, like, voice a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing this guy, and you're so used to The Rock, at least myself, I've been used to The Rock's voice since I was a teenager because of wrestling and stuff.
Well, yeah.
And so seeing this character, and it's not The Rock's body and his voice coming out.
It's a good point because The Rock has worked so hard on his body. You picture his voice, you're going to see it because he's just, when you think of The Rock, you think of he's a mountain of a man.
Yes. And the character he's playing is a mountain of a man.
Oh, for you young kids, Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, Dwayne Johnson.
Because they're like, The Rock.
Who's The Rock?
Who's The Rock?
The character he's playing is like a demigod.
Oh, okay.
Of Polynesian, like, descent demigod. And they have some story behind him. And so he's trying to help this little girl, Mona, get over to a new island, which I think is essentially Hawaii.
Okay.
And they're going on the boat and stuff. So it seems like fun. You should definitely watch the trailer. If you love Dwayne The Rock Johnson and you're into Polynesian stuff, Pixar, you're probably going to love this.
I love Pixar movies.
Guess what comes out this week?
What comes out this week?
Finding Dory.
Finding Dory.
It literally seems like this year, I haven't felt this way in a long time.
Yeah.
But it literally seems like there's a new movie I want to see coming out every week.
It does seem like that. You're right. Like, the last couple years, there's just maybe like one or two movies throughout the whole year. This year, it's like, you know, we've had Deadpool and X-Men and Civil War, Finding Dory, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
We've had a pretty full palette.
It's been crazy. So Finding Dory comes out this week, and Central Intelligence with The Rock comes out this week,
that
too.
Looks hilarious, yeah.
And those both look great.
I love Kevin Hart. I love the way he talks. He's hilarious.
He is very funny. In my opinion, I think he's the funniest black comedian we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Since Eddie Murphy, really, probably.
Yeah, he's almost the new Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Evan Peters, you know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Evan Peters is the guy who plays Quicksilver in the new X-Men
movies. Okay.
So you still have not seen X-Men Apocalypse, right?
Not yet.
He was one of the breakout stars of that movie.
Yeah.
Just kind of like Days of Future Past. He really shone very well. He was all the comedic, funny stuff came from him. He had an interview with, I think it was Hollywood Reporter, and where he said that he would love to have a Quicksilver and Deadpool team-up movie.
Oh, that would be pretty interesting.
It would be super cool because of the comedy and going back and forth. Obviously, the next team-up movie for Deadpool is Cable.
Right.
And that works because it's kind of like the Abbott and Costello kind of.
Right, where this Cable's very serious and stoic. And
yeah, you got the straight guy and then the
I want to see the Spider-Man Deadpool movie because, you know, Spider-Man's always like wisecracking too, but he's like annoyed and scared of Deadpool at the same time. And I just love Deadpool to just be, like, making fun of him the whole time.
That would be pretty cool. They've had a couple cartoons where they have Deadpool in it or Spider-Man in it and stuff, which is good, and they play that. You know they got a new comic out, Spider-Man and Deadpool comic?
Actually, the trade paperback just came out.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, man, I need to buy that. So Evan Peters said that. Another interview for Hollywood Reporter, Steven Spielberg was talking with them, and he made us a promise.
Yeah.
He said, I can't really tell you a whole lot about the Indiana Jones movie, other than it's going to be fun. We look forward to it. Harrison Ford, super excited. Harrison Ford said he was in the interview too, said that he's looked forward to playing with Steven again, and they're going to do new things with Indiana Jones that have never been done before.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg
said,
they're
going to space?
That'd be crazy. One thing he can promise is that he will never kill Indiana Jones.
Good. I don't know how
he
that
said Harrison Ford does not die at the end of Indiana Jones.
Good.
So that was a promise from Steven Spielberg.
Good. I can trust Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
I trust him.
This is very sour and kind of maybe morbid, but do you think Harrison Ford will make it until they film this movie? They look at, like, I don't think it's supposed to be released until, like, 2020. So they probably start production until, like, filming until 2018, 2019.
That's
so
a good point. I didn't realize it was that far.
He's
out.
Like 70.
He's in his 70s, so he should be able to.
He's fairly healthy, I think.
Yeah, he's like Sean Connery. He's like, he's got to be in his 90s by now. And he's as far as I know, he's not dead.
Yeah, I don't think he's dead. Okay, so you're saying Harrison Ford will make it.
I think he'll make it.
Hopefully. They're going to have to wheel him around in a wheelchair.
Him and his earring will make it.
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover.
Younger Donald Glover, kid, black actor.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's
on...
not Danny Glover, but Donald
Glover.
Yes,
I know. He's from The Community and stuff like
that. I had
that.
To say that because I read it and I was like, Danny Glover!
Danny Glover. He's getting too old for this stuff.
You're right. He is on The Community. He just got cast as Spider-Man.
Ooh.
So,
who's he going to be?
They didn't say. A mysterious character.
And I bet he's going to be like Peter's friend.
The interwebs were flipping out because they wanted him to play Miles Morales.
Okay.
So they wanted him to... Which I don't know why, because Miles is always portrayed in the future, but always younger than Peter.
Yeah.
So Miles is supposed to be like 10, 12 years old.
Donald Glover's like in his late 20s.
Yeah, way too old.
He's older.
So they wanted him to play Miles.
I'm betting he's going to either be like his friend or sidekick, or he's going to be like his competition for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's going to be working at Oscorp and he's going to be like next to
Peter. That's a good idea. So they're releasing these casting rumors like crazy. Still a big rumor about Michael Keaton being in it. The director tweeted a picture out of Michael Keaton.
Well, they don't have Norman Osborn.
They don't.
But I think they should avoid that because they've kind of overdone the Green Goblin and the Spider-Man Osborn, movies. Yeah. There's so many more villains that Spider-Man has.
I agree.
But
no official news yet on Michael Keaton. But they've been having a lot of casting come out.
He's getting old,
movie.
Too. Let's make him the Vulture.
Yeah, right. I did not know they were coming out with a new Zelda game.
Every year they come out with, almost every year. Yeah, Zelda U.
Yeah,
it was pushed back. It was supposed to come out at the end of this year, and it got pushed back.
Yeah, so it's coming now. It's going to be coming out with the release of the new system.
Yep.
That is not yet named yet, nope. And they released a trailer for it.
Ooh.
I've
seen random
E3,
gameplay
is that
for
what
it.
It's called?
Yeah.
E3.
Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Yes, they're having a lot of gaming news come out and
I would
stuff.
Love to go to that, but now it's not. It's usually it's closed now. Like, it's not really open to the public like it used to be, which kind of stinks.
It does stink, yeah.
It
so
looks awesome.
They did release that Breath of the Wild, it's called. It's going to be coming, and it's going to be Amiibo? That's what
yeah,
they're called, they right?
Yeah, for Wii.
It's going to be very Amiibo-centric and focused for the Wii U. And then I would assume that they're going to have the Amiibos play into their new system.
That sounds like
it would be
like
dumb
you'll
for them
unlock
not
stuff
to.
From in the game. And then they'll probably come out new. But the main thing I heard about is it's very much an open world Zelda. Like, normally Zelda has, like, big worlds.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be more like, oh, if you want to go over there, you can. Or if you want to do this, you can.
Yeah, Zelda games, they were very open-worldy, but also very close.
They're very linear,
right.
So, like, you usually don't get to go to certain areas until later in the game.
Right.
So.
And so this, they're going to have an open map all the time,
yeah,
is what
much.
They're saying? Okay, that's a good idea. I think that would be pretty cool. Who was it? What was the game that started that first? Like, it was
the
Grand
first
Theft
big
Auto,
open
right?
World game? I think so, yeah. Probably Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah. My computer just froze. That's all the geek news I got.
Hopefully we're still recording then.
I hope so. Do you have any, geek news or anything I missed, you think?
New comics came out.
Yes!
A lot of Rebirth, now that they've had Rebirth, they have the number ones out. So Batman number one, Superman number one.
But didn't those already come out last week?
Sort of. They had the Rebirth number ones, but now they're official titles, so that's not Batman Rebirth anymore, it's just Batman.
Okay. They're just trying to rank in that
they,
dough,
they
man.
They kind of are, yeah.
They're just trying to rank
I thought about that,
dough.
Too. I was like, well, that's
because I was really confused, because I saw today when I went to Shamrocks, Batman number one. I'm like, I thought I just bought Batman number one. It was a different cover, and I was super confused.
Now, the cover for this new Batman looks awesome,
though. It does look pretty cool. And I read a synopsis on it, too. It's supposed to be, like, a new hero.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, defeat Batman or something.
They gotta introduce something new, because, frankly, the Batman is running out of rogues gallery that he can't defeat.
Yes. And I think that's kind of their idea. Yeah. Is even though he's got the best rogues gallery in comics.
It does. It's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty giant.
I don't think any other no Marvel hero, I think, has that kind of list that Batman
does. I don't think so either. New graphic novel comes out on the 21st. I got it early at the Tramrock today, and I already read the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Dark Knight. It's a biography of Paul Dini, who wrote for Batman the Animated Series, mm-hmm. and also wrote for Tiny Toons. He is also known as the co-creator of Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
And so he wrote this biography book. She started in the
animated, yeah.
This biography book. And it was really deep and emotional, but it was really good. Mm-hmm. So that comes out. Pick that up. Put that in your eyes.
Or see if you can find it. Like,
yes.
Like Maddie Man did.
Early, early.
Super sneaky early.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Keep calm.
And
geek on.
That's right.